He got there early this morning, but Pete Buttigieg's critics say he's late. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The transportation secretary is in East Palestine, Ohio, nearly 3 weeks after a toxic train derailment.
If there's even one car on the train that's not at a high standard and it's flammable, the rest is at risk.
He's talking to federal and local officials at the site of the toxic disaster that led to many residents complaining of feeling sick.
We're waiting on the NTSB regarding preliminary findings from the investigation into the derailment. The NTSB has already released some info that surveillance video detected a wheel bearing on one of the cars was overheating. On February 3rd, the train derailed. 11 cars were carrying hazardous material, specifically vinyl chloride, a component in the manufacture of plastic.
Fox's Mike Tobin in East Palestine. The U.S. is going to send more troops to Taiwan. We have a few dozen there now. 100 to 200 more will be deployed to train Taiwanese forces amid concerns China might invade. Republican Senator Mike Lee tells Fox.
We've got to proceed with great caution and make sure that we don't needlessly provoke any sort of conflict between the two countries.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he welcomes a meeting with China, but has not seen any peace plan to end Russia's war like the Chinese claim to be promoting. China's top diplomat held talks in Moscow with President Vladimir Putin.
Western nations say they have intelligence that shows China appears to be shifting its stance and could be ready to supply Russia with weapons. And now the Biden administration is reportedly considering releasing that intelligence ahead of Secretary Antony Blinken's address to the UN Security Council Friday.
There's news out of Fox's Sean Langell. News out of South Carolina, Alec Murdaugh will testify in his own defense.
Murdaugh is accused of swindling millions from clients. Prosecution claims it's motive for murdering his wife Maggie and son Paul. Murdaugh has pleaded innocent.
Fox's Lauren Green. R. Kelly and Harvey Weinstein will both be sentenced again for sex crimes. The Grammy-winning singer in Chicago, the ex-movie producer in L.A., both serving decades in prison already in unrelated sex cases in New York. America's listening to...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Stocks are rising to start the day on Wall Street. The Dow is up 178 points. The NASDAQ is gaining 104. The S&P 500 adding 31 points. The price of oil is rebounding, up well over a dollar, close to 76 bucks a barrel as gas drops another fraction. AAA's national average for regular, 339 per gallon, 3 cents less than last Thursday and a month ago. There's news on the economy. Two reports this morning. One shows unemployment remains low. The other shows less economic growth than first thought at the end of last year.
The gross domestic product for the holiday quarter indicates the economy expanded at a 2.7% pace, slightly weaker than first reported. And the job market continues to show signs of holding up under still high inflation and interest rates. New claims for unemployment benefits declined to 192,000 last week. Continuing claims, those still receiving benefits, came in at 1.65 million. Both numbers are lower than previous readings, signs of a continued tight labor market. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Do you walk around your house in the shoes you walk around and outside? Those of you who answered yes may rethink that after you listen to this from New York City.
The Upper East Side of Manhattan isn't just home to museums and the set of Gossip Girl. It also hosts 31,000 fecal bacteria per travel-sized bottle of puddle water. A professor at Marymount Manhattan College decided to test bacteria levels in the puddles on the streets of the Upper East Side. She found high concentrations of fecal bacteria not only in the puddles, but also on the shoe soles of volunteers and on carpets on campus. uncarpeted areas had much less bacteria. But the study authors argue taking your shoes off when you get home should be a no-brainer. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Yeah, I work in Manhattan. No more shoes in the house. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.